Why do more disputes arise during a recession?
Well, I think there are three basic reasons. First of all, in the good times, companies enter into agreements with each other, which are fine then, but get exposed as perhaps being more onerous for one party or the other when sales are down, profits are down, and cash flow is quite difficult. For example, during good times, you know, contract which you've got may look absolutely fine, but it may start to become a loss-making contract during a recession, and it's those loss-making contracts which are going to stand out more. There's another thing which is around cost cutting. I mean, in a recession, all organisations look quite critically at their costs, and it's natural for them to think about where they can cut them. And cutting costs of itself means that you will get potentially litigation against you. I mean, an obvious example is when you try and cut headcount and employees start taking legal action against their employers. I think the other reason is that in the good times, if companies have entered into an arrangement which, unbeknown to them, is fraudulent. For example, they've purchased a company which has got fraud within it. It's in recessions that these things tend to be exposed. I mean, in the colourful phrase, it's only when the tide has gone out that you can see who's wearing a bathing costume.